Good morning. Today's daf from Pesachim Pei Tes. We are on Pei Ches Amud Beis. We are at the two dots, about a dozen lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the point where the Mishnah Shachach Rabba Masha Amar Lo. Mishnah yesterday's daf introduced us to the idea that the master appointed his Eved to go ahead and Shachar and Pesach for him, and there was slight miscommunication between the master and the Eved. Master instructed him. First of all, the Mishnah talks about cases where the master did not give clear instructions in terms of what kind of carbon pesach he wanted. There are two options. You can either have a goat or you can have a sheep. The instructions weren't clear exactly what to do. So the Mishnah says under those circumstances, the Eved can go ahead and make executive decisions of which animal is going to be used for the carbon pesach. However, Mishnah then goes on to say, what if the master gave clear instructions of what he was supposed to bring? So then the Eved obviously is supposed to follow those instructions. Let's say the Eved gets to the Beis HaMikdash, ready to purchase an animal, and has forgotten what the master told him. Remembered that the master was specific about what he wanted, but has forgotten exactly which animal he wanted. Did he want a Gedi, or did he want a Tleh? So the Mishnah says the solution over there is going to be that he's going to purchase both animals and he's going to make it tonight. Whichever one my master wanted is going to go to him, and whichever one I wanted is going to be retained by myself. The Gemara yesterday dealt with the issue. How can an Eved Kanani retain anything? How can he have any kind of ownership? Ma'ashikan Eved Kanarabo. That was the Gemara's question yesterday. Okay, but the Gemara resolved that. The Gemara had an answer. Amar Abaye. We are now on the next case in the Mishnah. The next case in the Mishnah is going to have the following problem. The master, when giving instructions to the Eved, said, this is what I wanted. And he was specific about whether he wanted a Gedi or a Tleh. When the Eved got to the Beis HaMikdash, he forgot. So the Eved purchased both animals, and he shechted. However, when he went back to the master said to him, you know what? Not only did you forget, but I forgot as well. And now they both forgot. What do you do under those circumstances? So the Mishnah said, going back to the Mishnah, you don't have to go back up that far up. Shachach Rabba Ma'amar Lo Shneim Yasal Beis HaSreifa. So both animals are going to have to be disposed of a Peter Melasos Pesach Sheni, and they don't have to bring Pesach Sheni. Now, why are they both going to have to go to the Beis HaSreifa? Why do you dispose them? So Rashi, back in the Mishnah, explained. It's very simple. Because we don't know whose carbon belongs to whom. And so therefore, if you're going to have either one of them eating from either of the carbonos, you're running a significant chance, that you're going to be eating a carbon Pesach that you are not registered over. Okay. And so, and that would be an issur. Good. So that was our Mishnah. Abaye now qualifies. Amar Abaye. Lo shana lo shashachach achazrika. The halacha of our Mishnah is relevant only if the shichach of the forgetting occurred after zrikas adam. Dibi'ina di izarek dam havechazel achila. At the time you did the zrika, so it was right lachila. Aval shachach lifnei zrika, but if the shichach occurred after zrika, dechi izrek dam lo have chazi lachila. So when the zrika's dam occurred, so it was not fit to be eaten. So chayim lasos pesach sheni. So then you need to bring pesach sheni. So igad amasin la brisa. So good. So first, Abaye's qualification that the Mishnah says that there's an exemption from Pesach Sheni, and the exemption of Pesach Sheni is predicated on the fact that you fulfilled your obligation for Pesach Rishon. That's only if the forgetting occurred after Zrikas Adam, which means that there was a Shas Heter. There was a moment in time where you were able to eat the Karm Pesach, and for that, you're going to get a check mark for bringing Karm Pesach. Now, you didn't eat the Karm Pesach, but as we've said already numerous times in this Masechta, despite the fact that the bringing of the Karm Pesach, the goal is to eat it, but at the same time, the eating of the Karm Pesach is not going to prevent you from having fulfilled the mitzvah. Good. So that is Abaye's qualification of the Mishnah. Ika demasni la abraisa. Now, some say that Abaye's qualification is going on the braisa and on the following scenario. Let's say I have five people where the hides of the Karm Pesach got mixed up one with the other. So that means to say that they already shechted the Karm Pesach, or for the Karm Pesach. Obviously, that means that they flayed the hide off the animal. Now, five hides of five Karm Pesachs got mixed up one with the other. And now we have a problem, because on one of the hides we have found a blemish that obviously was not discovered prior to the Shechita. Obviously, you do a bedika. right? And you do a 4-day examination. So it's a little bit challenging to imagine that this animal passed all the examinations, but it did. And okay, so quality control was not a good enough control. Under those circumstances, now you know that one of these animals that you offered as a carbon was a bamum. Otherwise stated, pasul, it's disqualified. So now you have these five animals that got mixed together, the five hides getting mixed together. So now there is a 1 in 5 chance that you were the owner of that animal that was disqualified. So what do you do under those circumstances? Yotzlan beis reifa. All the carbon pesachs are going to have to be disposed of. Upiturin malasus pesach sheni. And there's going to be exemption from having to do Pesach Sheni. Good. So that is the Braisa. Now, Amar Abai Lo Shana Elo Shana Sarev La Chazrika. So Abai says the exemption from Pesach Sheni, that's only if they get mixed up after Zrika. Because there was a moment of time where it was eligible and each one of the owners had a chance of eating their Karm Pesach. But if the tarofis occurs before Zrika, so then they're all going to be obligated to bring Pesach Sheni because there was no moment of eligibility. Okay, so Abaye now threw this qualifier on both the Mishnah and the Braisa that we just learned together. Now, the one who understands Abaye's qualification going on the Mishnah, so if it's going on the Mishnah, for sure it's going on the Braisa. However, the one who learns Abai's qualification on the Braisa, aval amas nisin lo. But it won't necessarily go on the Mishnah. Why not? Kevin dik sherin ninu. Because really, in the Mishnah's case, you're looking at something that is fundamentally kosher. What's the problem? The problem is the problem of memory. Di'i itgar havechazil achila. In other words, the owner just simply didn't remember which one belonged to him and which one belonged to his Evan. But that's really it. In other words, it's really an external issue. So Kamishmaya Galya, meaning Akash Baruch Hu knows which one's eligible. So I could have made the argument that if all I had was Abaye's qualification on the Mishnah, so there I would have said, yeah, but they're fundamentally it's kosher. And that's why you get a check for having broke Pesach Rishon, and you're going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni. But in the case of the Braisa, where one of them is actually disqualified, so if one of them is disqualified, so you can make the argument that you're not going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni, and that's why I need a Abaye's qualification over there. Okay, good. So we have now two scenarios in which, for reasons that are technical, so you're going to be exempt from having to bring Pesach Sheni. The Mishnah scenario in which you had the owner giving clear instruction to his Eved Kenani which kind of animal he wanted, and then subsequently they both forgot. They both forgot which kind of animal he wanted. Did he want the Gedi? Did he want a Tleh? Okay, they didn't remember. They both didn't remember. Good. That's the case of the Mishnah. And in the case of the Braisa that we just learned together, I had 5 Karm Pesachs. The hides were flayed. The hides got mixed together. And then, as we're going through the hides, we realize that one of them has a blemish, is a Balmum. And so therefore, what do? We have to dispose of all 5 animals. And again, we just went through Abaye's qualification in terms of their exemption from having to bring Pesach Sheni. That's talking about a circumstance where the Tarofus occurs after the Zrika, not before the Zrika. Good? The Gemara is interested in problem solving. Amar Mar. We are 5 lines from the bottom. And the Gemara now, Peter Melasos Pesach Sheni. So we're going to be focusing now on this line of the Mishnah where they're going to be exempt on having to bring Pesach Sheni, and we're focusing on the Braisa's case. Now the Gemara says, now wait 1 second. Remember, 5 hides are mixed up together. One of them is a Balmum. That means that the owner of that animal, we don't know who it is, but the owner of that animal did not fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach Rishon. So the Mishnah's final clause that they're going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni, that is difficult to understand. One of them did not fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach Rishon. So how could you tell me that all 5 of them are going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni? So Mishum Delo Afsher. So the Gemara's answer is because it's simply impossible. There is no way. There is simply no way that we're going to be able to bring Pesach Sheni on their behalf. Hechi le'aved. And so from here until the Mishnah, coming up on Eitz Min Aleph, the Gemara is going to try to problem solve. The Gemara is going to go through the intricacies of a karban and try to figure out a way in which we could bring Pesach Sheni on behalf of all of them, because consider that one of them did not fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach Rishon. And the Bryce's conclusion is that they're going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni. Now, we know what the conclusion is going to be, meaning the Gemara is not going to upset the Braisa. The Gemara now is trying to figure out a way in which we could bring Pesach Sheni, but you know, as I do, that the Braisa says that they are going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni. That's going to be the conclusion. But, however, we're going to learn together along the way, as the Gemara is trying to problem solve, what exactly the Braisa knew and obviously discounted as possible solutions to the problem. So here we go now with about a half a dozen different suggestions, solutions in terms of what we could do for the owner of that animal who was a bamum, and we don't know who he was. So lazy kol chavachad Pesach. So come, I say chun lazar da bar minay avdelahu. So the Gemara says, so what are we going to do? We're going to have each one of them now bring Pesach, meaning Pesach Sheni. The Gemara says you can't do that because four of them already fulfilled their obligation. And so that means that for four of them, it's not a Karban Pesach, and it's therefore going to be Chulin Ba'azara. You can't do that. Number two, second suggestion of the Gemara, Lesi Kulu Chad Pesach. So the Gemara says, well, why doesn't each one of them now, amongst all five of them bring one Karban Pesach? So the Gemara says, yeah, Nimsa Pesach Nechal Shelo Lim Nuyav. So the Gemara says, yeah, but that's not going to be a good solution because for one of them, for four of them, so they're going to be eating a Karban Pesach that they're not registered for. And they can register for it because they already fulfilled their obligation with Pesach Rishon. So their registration over this Karban Pesach is simply an ineffective Karban Pesach, and therefore they're going to be eating from a Karban Pesach that they're not registered for. The Gemara says, okay, Nesi kol chad minayo pischo, v'nesni v'nema. So the Gemara says, okay, but what about Tanai? And I'm sure you knew that Tanai was coming, and here it is. So the Gemara says, what about Tanai? Each one of them bring a Karban Pesach and make the following stipulation. Edidi bamum. So if my animal was a blemished animal, 1 in 5 chance that my animal was, so edidi bamum, haida isi hashta neave pesach. So the animal that I'm bringing now is a Karban Pesach. And vididi tam, now if my animal of the original, of the Pesach Rishon, if my animals were the non-blemished, right, 4 in 5 chance that it was, so hi da isi hashta neave shlamim. So the Gemara says, so this animal that I'm bringing right now is going to be Karban Shlamim. So what's wrong with making a stipulation? Sounds like a wonderful solution, lo efshar. So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why it's not a good stipulation, because they're just simply impossible. Mishum de'ika chazeh v'shok de'kohanim, hu de'achlilei. The problem is that you're going to run into a problem with chazeh v'shok. When you have a Karban Pesach, so the entire Karban Pesach is going to be eaten by the owners of the Karban Pesach. By Karban Pesach, you do not have chazeh v'shok. However, by a standard Karban Shlamim, so 2 parts of every Karban Shlamim necessarily has to go to a Kohen. A non-Kohen eating chazeh v'shok is going to be an Isser. So here's the problem. The problem is that we're stipulating. If this is my Karban Pesach, great. And if it's not, so then it's going to be a Shlamim. So the Gemara says, yeah, but the problem is that if in fact it's going to be a Shlamim, so then we have the Chazeh V'Shok. The Chazeh V'Shok is eaten by the Kohanim. And since it's eaten by the Kohanim and cannot be eaten by the owner, so what are you going to do about Chazeh V'Shok? Are you going to be stuck? So, and if it is a Karban Pesach, so then you are allowed to eat it, but we don't know if it's a Karban Pesach. It may be Shlamim, and therefore you're stuck with the problem of Chazeh V'Shok. The Gemara says, okay, that is not an insurmountable problem. Each one of them is going to bring a Kohen. So right now we have a stipulation, and we have each one of them bring your own Kohen in order to partake of the Chazeh V'Shok. The Gemara says, okay, but we got to think through this solution. Hai Kohen Echidami. Idavid Pesach Dema, Hai Pesach Uvenimsa Pesach Necha Shalom Nuyav. Are you bringing along a Kohen who already fulfilled the mitzvah of Pesach Rishon? So that means to say that if, in fact, what you're bringing is a Karban Pesach, and he's now partaking of it, so he's not registered because he already fulfilled his obligation with the first one. So that's not gonna solve the problem. And v'idolo avid Pesach. And if we're talking about a Kohen did not fulfill the mitzvah of Pesach, a Pesach Rishon delma shlamimu v'lo avid Pesach. Okay, but bringing your Kohen to work that day also is not going to be a wonderful solution, because this Kohen that you bring, who needs Karban Pesach, but there is a chance, admittedly 1 in 5. But there is a chance that what he's eating right now is not the Karban Pesach, and therefore he hasn't fulfilled his obligation. Not for Pesach Rishon, not for Pesach Sheni as well. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, so we're going to have to tweak this solution. V'nesi kol chamisha chad kohen delo aved Pesach. So the Gemara says, okay. So instead of each one of them bringing their own kohen, so here's what we'll do. We'll bring amongst the five of them one kohen. And v'nimni ilavei. And each one of them now is going to register. Hani chamisha psachim. Each one of the carbon Pesach. And now this kohen, not only is he one kohen, but he better bring his appetite. Because now what this kohen is expected to do is to eat chazev ishok of each one of the five animals. And now mima nafshach. So now one of them, one of them did not fulfill his mitzvah of Karban Pesach, and now you have an opportunity of fulfilling Karban Pesach. And as far as the kohen is concerned, so look, every time he eats chazev ishok, he's doing one of two things. Either he's eating chazev ishok of a karban shlamim, or he's eating chazev ishok of a karban pesach. And again, we're talking about the kohen who himself hasn't fulfilled the obligation of karban pesach, and now he's fulfilled his obligation of karban pesach by doing so. So the Gemara says, okay, so we have right now, seemingly, we have troubleshooted the problem to the point where it seems to be that we have a good solution. From a practical standpoint, I have no idea how practical this is, but at least in theory, it is a good solution. Okay, can we just quickly reset this? Because I know it is complicated. We have a scenario in which you have five hides of five carbon Pesach that get mixed together. Upon examining the hides later, you discover that there's a blemish on one of the hides, rendering the animal of that hide to be a disqualified carbon Pesach. Now that means to say that one of the people of these five did not fulfill the obligation of carbon Pesach. We don't know which hide belongs to which animal, so therefore we are now stuck in terms of knowing who needs to bring Pesach Sheni. And what the Gemara now is looking for is a solution in which we can have them bring an animal for Pesach Sheni, and which by the one who didn't fulfill his obligation now could fulfill his obligation with Pesach Sheni. The problem with all this is that the Braisa says that they're all going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni. Why does the Braisa say that? And right now, the intricate solution that the Gemara has is that each one of them is going to be bringing a animal with a stipulation that if I'm the one who needs a Karban Pesach, this will be my Karban Pesach, and if I'm not the one, and if I'm the one who does not need the Karban Pesach, so this will be my Karban Shlamim. Now the problem is that by Karban Shlamim you have Chazav Ashok, that's the chest and the right hind leg of the animal that is given over to the Kohen, that the Kohen is going to eat by Shlamim. You don't have that by the Karban Pesach. So what are you going to do about Chazav Ashok? So the Gemara's now solution to this problem is that all five of them are going to collectively bring one Kohen, this one Kohen who did not fulfill his obligation of Pesach Rishon, and now has an obligation to bring Pesach Sheni. You, each one of them will register over their animal on the chance that their animal is going to bring a Karban Pesach. And now as this Kohen sits down and eats Chazav Ashok of all five animals, so either he's eating Chazav Ashok of Shlamim, or he's eating Karban Pesach, Miman of Shach, he's doing a good thing. And right now, that's the Gemara's solution to the problem. So the Gemara says, okay, that admittedly, all that was a mouthful, but the Gemara says, Elam Yishim Dekamemayit Bachilu Shlamim, Dila Pesach Liyam V'layla, V'ilu Shlamim L'shan Yamim V'layla Echad. So the Gemara says, okay, but still, even with this solution, there's going to be a problem. Karban Shlamim is eaten for 2 days and the night in between. A Pesach is only eaten for one night. And so therefore, for treating all the Shlamim like a Karban Pesach, you're being memayed ba'achila, reducing, minimize the amount of time that you can eat a Karban Shlamim. And generally speaking, when it comes to Kachim, we don't like that. And so over here, by reducing the amount of time that you're going to be able to eat your Shlamim, the Gemara says that's not right. So the Gemara says, okay, v'nesi moser ha-pesach v'neima. So the Gemara says, okay, on this, here's what we could suggest. What you're going to do is you're going to bring moser pesach, meaning an animal that was designated as a carbon pesach, and then surplus, meaning for whatever reason we didn't need it. And now that you're going to be offering on Pesach Sheni. Now the moser pesach is a shlamim, but with the notable exception that you only have the day in which you shechted it and the night subsequent. And so therefore you do not have this problem now of being memayet be'achila. So, and Gemara says, and here's your stipulation. If my animal was a blemish animal, so then this animal that I'm bringing right now is my Karban Pesach. And if my animal was in fact a non-blemish animal, so this animal that I'm bringing now is a shlamim, and not just a shlamim, but specifically the shlamim of Moser Pesach, and nechal liyom v'layla echad. And the Moser Pesach is only eaten for one day and one night. And therefore, problem solved. The Gemara says, V'chim afrishin t'chila le Moser Rosh. The Gemara says, now wait one second. To have a Moser Pesach, so to have it organically, meaning I set aside the carbon Pesach thinking I need it for a carbon Pesach, and then it's surplused. So the Gemara says, okay, under those circumstances, I certainly, that I understand. But over here, you're talking about ideally, a priori, to make a Moser carbon Pesach, that doesn't work that way. So the Gemara says, V'nitruchu v'naisu Moser ha-Pesach. So the Gemara says, okay, even within the solution, what we're suggesting is simply that we're going to endeavor to find a Moser Pesach. So Elam Mishum Smicha, the Gemara says, okay, as creative as the solution is still going to be fraught with a couple of problems. Number one, you have the problem of Smicha. D'ilo Pesach lo by Smicha, v'ilo Moser by Smicha. Carbon Pesach does not require Smicha. However, the Moser Pesach, which is going to be treated like a Shlamim, with the only notable exception about the time that it's eaten, but outside of that, it's a Karmel Shlamim, and that requires Smicha. So the Gemara says, and now what are you going to do? You can't do Smicha. And as Rashi points out over here, why not just do Smicha? What's the big deal? If in fact it's a carbon Pesach, so then you're doing avoda on a carbon. That's the way Rashi understands the problem with Smicha. So the Gemara says, Hatin of carbon anash and carbon anash and Michael Amema. The Gemara says, that's true, but that's when it comes to a carbon of a man. But as we've learned numerous times throughout the Gemara, there is no mitzvah for women to do smicha. Now, whether they can opt in to do smicha, that's what the Gemara describes elsewhere as nashim somchos rishus, that they may be able to opt into doing the mitzvah smicha, but they're not obligated to do the mitzvah smicha. So this problem does not exist if, in fact, the Karban Pesach belong to women. So Elamishum Matanos, the Gemara says, okay, the problem is going to be a problem of Matanos, the application of blood on the Mizbeach. Deilu Pesach Matanachas, Deilu Shlamim Shtayim Shein Dalid. So by Karban Pesach, it's one application. By Karban Shlamim, it's two applications. So the Gemara says that's clearly a problem. So my Nafkamina V'Hatanan, the Gemara says, okay, but I don't think this problem is insurmountable, because what you could do is Kol Anitanan Mizbeach Achitzon Shenasum B'Matanachas Kiper. Because we know that b'di'evit, if I do a carbon that requires two applications and I just do one application, so b'di'evit, that's going to be fine. So alam mishum di'ilu pesach b'shvicha v'ilu shlamim b'zrika. So the Gemara says the way that the blood is put onto the carbon is going to be different when it comes to carbon pesach. So that shvicha, you're standing right next to the mizbech, you're pouring it onto the yesod. When it comes to shlamim, it has to be zrika, it has to be thrust onto the mizbech. So my nafkamina va'atanya kolanitan bizrika shenasna b'shvicha yatsa. So here the Gemara quotes the Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah in Zvachim teaches us, it's a brisa, that any blood that needs to be thrown onto the mizbech, but rather is poured onto the mizbech, but you have your yotze. So ema dekamina di e avad lechatchila nami. So the Gemara says, okay, but that's b'di'evit. We're now trying to create a lechatchila scenario. And creating a lechatchila scenario, so the Gemara says it's simply not going to work. Meaning, so we really don't have a solution to the problem. It is a little bit strange, by the way, that when all is said and done, what broke the Gemara regarding finding a problem? The problem is that it's b'di'evit versus lechatchila. And Tosus points this out. When all is said and done, it's a b'di'evit versus lechatchila. What are we talking about over here? We're talking about a person's failure to bring a carbon Pesach, meaning he didn't bring Pesach Rishon because his animal was a blemished animal. And now we're trying to problem solve in terms of him being bringing a Pesach Sheni. And if you don't bring a Pesach Rishon and you don't bring a Pesach Sheni, so you're subject to a Kares penalty. And now all because of Licha Tchila versus Bidi Evan, that's really how the Gemara ended the whole discussion. So now you're going to tell me don't bring Pesach Sheni because of Licha Tchila versus Bidi Evan. And obviously that's the Gemara's conclusion. Tosos, second to last Tosos on the Amud, says, v'yesh lamar, right? It's a short Tosos. I'm just looking at the last lines of the Tosos. V'yesh lamar detov sheyitcha safi karis b'shevi al tase, mimash yasu rubam shalo kahogen, ki kvar rubam asu pesach. Okay, so Tosos says it's a real shekel, it's a real, right? It's a real equation over here. If we're not doing things in the ideal fashion, and look, consider that the majority of those people did in fact bring Karban Pesach. Of the five people, four of them did bring a Karban Pesach. So really what we're trying to do is salvage for that fifth person over here, over there. And now you're going to tell me that for that fifth person that we're trying to salvage, so we're going to go about it in a non-ideal way. So Tosfos says clearly, and by the way, and his failure to bring Karban Pesach is coming through Sheva Al Tasa. It's passive, not active. Okay, so I understand there's a lot to take into consideration over here, but that's exactly what Tosfos says. We're talking about a real shekel over here, and that's why the Brisa concludes that they're going to be patam lasos Pesach Sheni, an exemption from having to bring Pesach Sheni. Good. Adkan, that takes us through the first part of today's daf. Admittedly, a really complex portion as the Gemara tries to problem solve. Okay, the Mishnah. We're halfway down in the Amud. We are up to the next Mishnah here in the eighth parak of Pesachim. Ha'omer Levan of Hareini Shochet es haPesach Amisha Ya'ale Mikem Rishon LiYerushalayim. Father, master motivator, trying to get his kids not only to go to Yerushalayim, but to run to Yerushalayim. And so therefore, a race with stakes. The first one who makes it to Yerushalayim is going to be Zochet to the Karban Pesach. And Kevin Sheichnes HaRishon Rosh HaVerubo Zocha B'chelko Mezake Es Achiv Imo. And the moment that they arrive in Yerushalayim, the first one gets his head and the majority of his body into Yerushalayim. So he's Zocha in his Chelek. And he's Mezake. And he's the one now who's going to create the Zikui for the other, for his siblings. So, Shema Minei Yesh Breira. So the Gemara says, okay, now isn't this going to be an issue of Breira? Meaning at this point in time, what do we think? We think that nobody was registered over the Karban Pesach, and it's only going to be the winner of the race that's going to be registered over the Karban Pesach. And then he's going to then sublet, so to say, his portions to everybody else. But we don't know who the winner is, and the winner is only determined later. And don't we have now a situation where the decision is made later, but we can now bring that decision retroactively back to the time where we need it, significantly need it. So isn't that the way to understand the Mishnah? And aren't we now saying, aren't we dipping our toe into Breira? It happens to be that in this eighth parak over here, Breira has been a popular entertainment. We entertain Breira on Pei Zion and the Mishnah. We entertain Breira again in Pei Ches in yesterday's daf, again going back to the first Mishnah. And now, for the third day in a row, the Gemara is entertaining Breira. So we have a Breira, at least entertainment, on three consecutive dapim over here in Pesachim. Right? Pei Zion, Pei Ches, Pei Tes. Okay? So Amar Rav Yochanan and the Gemara, once again, for a third time, is going to sidestep the Breira issue. Amar Rav Yochanan kedei lezarzam mitzvos. Kamar. He registered every one of his kids over the Karban Pesach, and over here is just a question of motivating and getting his kids excited about the mitzvah. Dekanami Dekani Mazaka Achiv Imo. And let's take a look together at the Mishnah. It's clear in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says is that he's going to be Mazaka his brothers with him. Iyamar Bishlama De Imninu Miikara. So if we're talking about where everyone was already registered, shop here. It's very good. But you remember, what you entertained just moments earlier, that not everybody was registered. If after the Shechita, can you register anybody? No, you can't register anybody after Shechita. We're going to see this in just a moment in the Mishnah upcoming. So you can only register up until the point of Shechita. Beyond Shechita, that's it. No, registration now is closed after Shechita. So therefore, over here, everybody was already registered, and now it's just a question of him motivating his children. I'm sure this is discussed. I have not seen it, but it sounds like over here that for the purposes of motivation, so you can say things that are not 100% accurate and honest, right? Right. I know a controversial topic, but in other words, everybody was already registered. What is the winner really receiving aside from the fact of pride and joy of having won? And so, what it sounds like is that the father could say something, which even though it's not 100% accurate, but okay, for the purpose of chinuch, it sounds like it's a little bit of ambiguity would be okay. I know what I said is controversial, but it's what it sounds like. Tanya Amihachi, the Gemara quotes the Brisa as well. Maisa v'kidmu benosla labanim v'nimtza benos rizim benos ubanim shvelim. And the Brisa over here says that, you know, on one occasion, the girls beat the boys, and comes out now that the girls that day were zrizim and the boys that day were shuffled, they were lazy, slow. So anyway, but the point over here is that this is, the Braisa over here is saying nothing about Zikui. The Braisa over here is talking totally, this was all for the purpose of motivation. Next Mishnah. How many people can register over your carbon Pesach? The answer is that there's going to be a limit. Once everybody, every individual is only getting a kezais, and so at that point in time now, registration is now closed. But closed simply because we don't have any more carbon Pesach. In order to register, you're going to need a minimum, a base minimum of a kezais. If now we have more people registered than there are kezaisim within the animal, that's just simply too much. That's exceeding the limit. Nimnu mamoshkin is yedem imenu achi ishchat. And now the Mishnah goes on to describe that you can register, withdraw registration until the point of Shechita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Achi Yizarek Es Adam. Rabbi Shimon says, up until the point of Zrika. Now the Gemara immediately clarifies. My Kamashmalan, a Kamashmalan da'afagav di'imni, alav chabur zu, chozers v'nimnim alav, chabur acheres. In terms of the Mishnah's point of registration and withdraw from registration, the Mishnah's point over here is the following. You can register, withdraw from registration, all to the extent in which it could be a totally new group over this Karban Pesach. Meaning there does not have to be an anchor for this Karban Pesach. Rashi points out, we're gonna learn some time from now, that there needs to be an anchor. There's an opinion like that. That there needs to be an anchor. Meaning that not everybody can withdraw registration. You need somebody who is from the previous group. And even though you're gonna have new registrants that are on. Our Mishnah is subscribing to the viewpoint that that's not true. You don't need an anchor. You can have literally everybody withdraw registration and totally new group registering to this Karban Pesach, and that would be fine. Next bit of Gemara, Nimna Moshkin Yedem Achi Yishchat, Amar Abai Machlokas Li Mashech. As far as the deadline for registration is concerned, the deadline of our Mishnah is for withdrawal. The Rabbanan Safra Miyos Miseh Meche Yusei Deseh. The Pasuk says, Mi Yos Misa, and we're gonna take the hay and kind of flip it with the ches, and that means as long as it's alive. So then you could withdraw registration. Rabbi Shimon Savra Mehav Yaso Desa. And Rabbi Shimon understands, no, Mi Yos Misa is the Havaya. The Havaya is the, Havaya is the Avoda. Avalimanos. But to actually register, Divrei Kol Achishchat, as far as registering to an animal, everybody agrees that you have only to the point of Shechita. Beyond the point of Shechita, so that's it. Registration is closed. Withdrawing registration that can occur, well, it's a debate in the Mishnah, but there is an opinion that says that you can withdraw registration even after Shechita, but before Zrikas Adam. Tanya Namihachi, this pshat that was just offered by Abaye, is in fact supported by the Braisa. Braisa says, Nimnin Moshkin Yisidem, Yimenu Ad Shiyishchot, Rabbi Shimon Amar Nimnin Ad Shiyishchot, Umoshkin Ad Shiyizarek Hadam. Okay, so here in the Braisa, it is very clear that the entire debate of the registration is only regarding withdrawal of registration. But actually, registration itself can only be done up until the point of Shechita. Once Shechita is done, so that's it, registration is in fact closed. Good. We are now on the Mishnah on the top of Pei Tes Amud Beis and HaMemane Imo Acher B'Chelko. So let's say the following. Okay. You should just imagine these kinds of socially awkward encounters where, you invite somebody to join you on your Karban Pesach. He's now registered in your Karban Pesach. And now without consulting with the group, now he brings a friend with him for this Karban Pesach. And he says to the group, look, I know I didn't consult with the group, but don't worry, he's not going to eat from your portion. He's just going to eat from my portion. So the Mishnah says, what do we do under those circumstances? So here's what now we're going to do to this one member of the group who without consultation invited a friend. So we're going to say as follows. Okay, you know what? You want to eat, you're telling us that he's only going to be eating from your portion. Here's how we know he's only going to eat from your portion. Because what we're going to do now is that we're going to take the Karban Pesach and we're going to divide into portions. We're going to give you your portion and you and your friend will eat your portion elsewhere. Good. And that's how we know for sure that he's only going to be eating from your portion and not from our portion. And can you do that? Can you eat the Karban Pesach in two different chaburas? So hopefully you remember, we discussed this just a short number of days ago back on Pei Vav. And it's a machlokus, but Rashi says over here that we are subscribing to the viewpoint that the Pesach is nechal bebeis chaburas. Karban Pesach can in fact be eaten in two groups. Good, so that's what we do with that individual. E bayilahu. Gemara's question goes as follows: Bnei Chabur, Shayu Yadav Shalacha Mehem Yafo. So let's say we have a Bnei Chabur, we have a group of people eating Karban Pesach, and we're sitting down and we're eating, and we notice right now that one person is just an excellent eater, right? Excellent. By the way, I say euphemistically, as the Gemara speaks euphemistically as well, right? The Gemara's euphemism is that Yafo is the Yadav Shalacha Mehem Yafos. His hands are wonderful. It means basically he's a fresser. He not only does he eat a lot, but he eats really fast as well. And he's eating at a much faster rate than we are. So although he's part of our chabura, at the same time, however, he's going to eat us out of our Karban Pesach. So Ma'ashi Yamalo Tochel Kechavit Say. And the question now is as follows. Can we basically say to him, look, my friend, you registered over our Karban Pesach and we're happy that you joined us. But now that we see how fast you're eating the Karban Pesach, this is just simply going to be an untenable situation. We're going to divide the Karban Pesach right now. We're going to give you your portion. God bless you. You eat it at your pace, whatever pace you want. But that way, we're going to ensure that each one is going to get a fair share of the Karban Pesach. Is that reasonable? So me, Amrina Matzi Amar Lahu Hakabiltan. So the counter argument is, look, remember, I registered for the Karban Pesach and it was done in consultation with every member of the group. Every member of the group was happy that I joined the Karban Pesach and look, he accepted me. Meaning, next year you don't want to take me back, I understand, but right now, this year, you accepted me. So, on the other hand, the counter argument is, look, we accepted you, that's true, but to participate in the Karban Pesach, right, to remedy the Karban Pesach, that's the Tikkun Karban Pesach. Tikkun over here could just simply mean that we're going to be fulfilling the mitzvah of Karban Pesach together. It could also mean we're not going to leave over Nosar, whatever the case is. In other words, we invited you to be part of us. But to go ahead and to eat at such a fast pace where you're going to be eating significantly more than the rest of us, that we didn't invite that. And we didn't know that was coming. Okay, so that's the question. Tashma. And now what the Gemara is going to do is that the Gemara is going to try to prove the case in terms of whether or not we could just basically give him his portion and tell him to go somewhere else. So Tashma, Mamana Acherimo Al Chalko, Rashaim Bene Chabur Li Ten Lo Shalo, Vuachel Shalo Veheno Chlin Shalahem. So the Gemara says, isn't our Mishnah now speaking to this very idea? Our Mishnah says that if a member of the group invites on his own another person to participate, but only to eat from his chalek, so we'll say to that person, oh, really, interesting. I'll tell you what, we'll give you your portion, and you and your friend will eat elsewhere. So that's what the Mishnah says. So isn't that the same thing? My time alam misham da'avalei, ki adayim shalecha mehem yafos. It's really the same thing as somebody who's a fresser. So the Gemara says now, if we're in fact right, that really it's the same thing. The guy who invited somebody else into the chabura, but without consultation, isn't that the same as our guy who's a fresser? So Amri, so in the yeshiva they say, no, deushani. Gemara says, no, it's not the same. Having somebody come and invite somebody who was not invited by the other members, so the other members could say, I'll read in the Gemara first. Dinami tarvai kechad mibnei chabura hu da'achli matzi amrele lo nicha lan inash nuchran gaban. Okay. So the way the Gemara phrases it is that what the other members are going to say to this member of the Chabura, who invited on his own another person to participate, we're going to say, look, it's a fit. In other words, we invited you to join our Chabura, but we didn't invite that other person to join the Chabura. You invited him on your own, and with the assurances that he's not going to be eating from our portion. Look, we don't think he was a fit. We didn't invite him. You didn't consult with us. So what? So you'll take your portion and you and your friend will eat elsewhere. So the Gemara says, there I understand. But over here, we invited this guy And everybody agreed that he's going to be part of it. He turned out to be a total fresser, and he's eating at a much faster rate than everybody else. Okay, maybe for this year we're just going to have to deal with it. So the Gemara is saying that the two cases are not necessarily comparable, and our Mishnah is not necessarily going to answer our question over here. Tashma. The Gemara says, okay, let's do another Braisa. Hashem shachal kazayis basa bitzada tanur. So let's say I have an attendant who is attending over people, and also he's Jewish. He needs to fulfill the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So what should he do? So what he should do is that the first thing he should do is he should eat Karban Pesach. He should eat Karban Pesach bitzad tanur by the side of the oven. And imaya pikech memale kreso mimenu. Im ratzav benechabor lasos tova imo ba'im v'yoshem bitzidova ochlin divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now if the other members want to be nice, so what they're going to do is they're going to join him by the oven to eat Karban Pesach. Because again, once you are locked into a place of where you're going to eat Karban Pesach, that's it. So you cannot move from your location. So that is shitas Rabbi Yehuda. So ratzu and la ratzu lo. So the Gemara says, okay, now, that's only if they want to, but they don't have to. So, v'amai name elohu ha-kabiltun. Now, can't this person who is now part of their chabura and at the same time an attendant and therefore is got to eat by the oven? So can't he say to the other members of the chabura, look, you guys accepted me. You knew inviting me to the chabura what that meant. So the Gemara says, yeah, shani hasan dar milei, ki kabilta chadaita dinatarcha chakaman, lemitrach lan liditcha lo kabincha. So the Gemara says, again, that's not really comparable. Because they said, they could say back to him, look, we know we invited you. And we know with that invitation what it brings. You're an attendant, and you're going to be shuttling back between different chaburas. We know that. But what we didn't do is we didn't invite you to join our chabura so that we're going to have to be matriach and we're going to have to eat right by the oven. Like that we didn't accept upon ourselves. So again, the Gemara is saying that in such a scenario, it's not comparable to the fresser, to the case of the fresser. So Tashma, this is now going to be our third round of trying to resolve the question of what do we do with the fresser? So b'nei chabur shayeh yadav sholach ha'mem yafos. So here in this brisa really is clear, crystal clear. We have a member of the chabura eating Karban Pesach and yadav yafos. His hands are beautiful. It's a euphemism, right? He is eating it at an all too fast pace. And Rashaim Lamar, so what we could say to him is tol chalka chavitzei. You take your piece, you go ahead. I'm sorry, you take your portion and you go away. V'lo oda lafila chamisha v'asu sibolas. Rashaim Lamar lo tol chalka chavitzei. And the Bryce also concludes, by the way, this is not true regarding eating Karban Pesach. This will be true year round. A regular day during the year where we invite somebody to join us in our meal. And now he is just scarfing down the food. So we'll say to him, hey, look, we know we invited you to join us. I have actually now a better suggestion, and that is take your portion and go eat somewhere else. Okay? And you could do that year round. So Shema Mina. So the Gemara says, okay. So with this last brisa, so now it is conclusive. And just as a meta point of the Gemara, once we have this brisa, why did the Gemara go through the other two brisas, right? It went through our Mishnah and went through the other brisa as well. But that's just simply, that's the nature of the Gemara. The Gemara, even though it has a brisa that answers the question directly, and we didn't have to go through the other brisas, but, you know, the Gemara loves the give and take, the back and forth. And it's going to sharpen our understanding of the other Mishnah and the other brisa. So as any opportunity we have that we can sharpen our understanding of other Mishnahs and other brisas, so the Gemara is going to do that, even though really this brisa got cut right to the chase. So we are now more than halfway down on Pei Testament base, my velo ode, the Bryce made 2 points, that we're eating Karban Pesach together and one guy's eating really fast, so we'll give him his portion. And then the Bryce says that not only that, that's not only true in Karban Pesach, it's true, year round. So, lo mi bai kamer, lo mi bai Pesach, demasi amir leki kabinach litkune zvicha. So, the Gemara says, look, this is the point of the Bryce, that in the case of Karban Pesach, we'll say to him, we accepted you for litkune zvicha. For the purpose of carbon and to help remedy and assist us in fulfilling the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. But year round, look, what could his counter argument be? Is this really all about food? Of course not. Meaning you invited me to join the meal, but really it's a social event. It just happens to be that there's food at the social event. And you're not going to be able to really kick me out of here just because I eat too fast. And that's the Chiddush of the Braisa. The Chiddush of the Braisa says no. Their counter argument to him is, yeah, we're going to excuse you. Meaning you're eating just way too fast for you. And yes, we invited you. And yes, we love your company. But you're just going to be eating way too much food, leaving not enough food for us. Now, in a slightly different format version of the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara says, look, we have somebody who's eating at a way too fast pace. That wasn't even our question. We never entertained that. Ella, hachi hu di'ibayilan. Here was the question. And b'nei chabur rashayim l'chalek, o'en rashayim l'chalek. So can I have the members of the chabura go ahead and dividing or not divide? So in other words, as follows. Look, we know that once we settle in a location, we got to eat in that location. Is it at all permissible to take the Karban Pesach and divide into portions? So Tashma, the Gemara says, okay, b'nei chabur shayu yadav shalachem em yafos rashayim lamar lo tochel kechavitzei. So the Gemara says, okay, now what did we see in that brisa that we just learned together? That if we have a guy who's eating all too fast, so basically we're gonna break off his portion and say, good, you'll eat somewhere else. Now, what is clear from that brisa, or it seems to be clear from the brisa, yadav yafos in, if he's eating too fast, then and only then can we break off his portion. However, in yadav yafos, lo. But if he's not eating at an accelerated rate, so then we can't break off his portion. It certainly sounds like, under normal circumstances, the Karban Pesach must be kept as one mass, and each one is going to be picking off the larger Karban Pesach. But, in other words, to plate the Karban Pesach for everybody there, so it sounds like under normal circumstances it should be eaten from one Karban Pesach and not be distributed and divided to everyone in that group. Okay. We finished today with the following story. It's a fantastic story. Rav Papa is eating together with Rav Huna Bered de Rav Yeshua. So they had bread. And Ad Acho Rav Huna Bered de Rav Yeshua Chada. And Rav Huna Bered de Rav Yeshua at the rate in which he ate one loaf. Acho Rav Papa Arba'a. And so Rav Papa was able to eat four. So Rav Papa was a significant eater. Right, the Gemara, on a number of occasions, describes Rav Papa's appetite. Right, he was a brewer. Right, okay, good. So he ate fast, four times faster than Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua. So Amar Le Pelagli. So Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua says to Rav Papa, "Look, here's what we're going to have to do. At this rate, literally at this rate, I'm not going to have a lot of food. So let's just divide it." And let's just part ways. What else could I tell you? So Amalei Kabiltu. So Rav Papa says to him, I'm sorry, did you invite me over for a meal? You did. So you know what? When you invite me, so you get all of me, including my appetite and the speed in which I eat. And you just, look, I'm sorry, that's it. You accepted it. Eisei kolhani tiyufta vishani kiddushaninan. So now the back and forth between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua, because consider, on the daf today, we went over numerous brisas. The brisa of Hamamana, the second brisa of Hashamish, and the answers were given. So Eisvei B'nei Chabur, then the third brisa of today, of the Amud. The B'nei Chabur brisa, the one right in the middle of the Amud. So he asked them that brisa, Amrlei, Hasam da Amrlei, Kol Ki Kabinach Litikunis Vicha. So he says, okay, yeah, but that was regarding a carbon, meaning he only quoted the first half of the brisa. Esve Sibolas. But then he quoted the second half of the brisa. So Palagle. Okay. Rav Papa had no choice. Rav Papa's like, you're right. Right? So they distributed the portions of that meal. And they both ate separately. Azal Are Bahade Ravina. So Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua now finds a new chavrusa who to eat with. And that is Ravina. Ad achel Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua chada achel Ravina tamnaya. Now, it happens to be that Ravina's appetite was even better than Rav Papa, twice as better as Rav Papa. At the rate where Rav Huna Bered Rav Yeshua was able to eat one, so Ravina was able to eat eight. Amar, And Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua realizes his mazel is not the best mazel. Mea pape velo chada ravina. I'll take 100 Rav Papas rather than one ravina. Now, of course, I know the math does not work out over here in terms of getting 100 Rav Papas is not going to be better than having one ravina. But anyway, it's an exaggeration. It's just simply, he's just making a point. And that is, I was better off with Rav Papa. I didn't realize it at the time, but I was better off with Rav Papa. Okay, Adkan. We stop over here. We'll do a quick recap of the daf today, and the Mir Hashem tomorrow. We pick it up. The Gemara's discussion regarding the master sending his eved with instructions of buy an animal, offer karm Pesach. It was specific about which animal. The eved forgot which animal it was, and then he buys two animals, offers one of the two. When going back to the master also forgot which animal he instructed. So what do? Dispose of both animals, and they go out to the Beis HaSreifa. Similar scenario is that you have the hides of five Karm Pesach, and an examination is done. One of the hides turns out to be a Balmum. Under those circumstances, we're going to do the same thing. Have to dispose all the Karm Pesach, and then they're going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni. Okay. Big discussion in the first part of today's daf. In that second case, they're going to be exempt from Pesach Sheni. One of them did not fulfill Pesach Rishon. Why not have them bring Pesach Sheni? And the Gemara went through a number of strategic points in terms of how they're all going to bring Pesach Sheni, and that took us up to the Mishnah. And when all said and done, the Gemara says there is no ideal way for them to bring Pesach Sheni, therefore they're not going to bring Pesach Sheni. Next Mishnah talked about the father motivating his sons, running to Yerushalayim, telling them that the winner's going to get the Karm Pesach and the others are going to be receiving the winner's portion. So the Gemara points out it's not really a function of Breira, but rather what we're looking at over here is just simply a motivation to get his kids excited about doing mitzvahs. A little bit of competition, a little bit of motivation, it's a wonderful thing. The next Mishnah, in terms of registration, withdrawal from registration. So the Gemara says, as far as registration is concerned, according to everybody, you have up until Shechita. Beyond Shechita, that's it, registration is closed. For withdrawal registration, so that we have a machlokus between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakhama says that the withdrawal of registration can be done up until the point of Shechita. Rabbi Shimon says withdrawal from registration can go even up to the point of Zrikas Adam. And finally, our last Mishnah and our last discussion of today's daf is that somebody of the Chabura brings along a friend, but assures and not consulting with the other members of the Chabura, and assures all the other members of the Chabura, don't worry, he's only going to be eating my portion. You have nothing to worry about. So it's at that point in time where the other people could say to him, here's what we're going to do. Great solution. You'll take your portion, you and your friend will eat elsewhere, and that way we know that he's only going to be eating from your portion. And the Gemara's discussion in the Amud Beis all revolved around the fresser, the guy who is just has a serious appetite, eats at a ridiculous rate. And now, for Karban Pesach, what can we do? Can we basically say, hey, slow down? Or, how about this? You'll take your portion and you'll eat elsewhere. Is that a viable option? The Gemara discussed it at length. The Gemara's conclusion very clear. Yes, you can give him his portion and he'll eat elsewhere. And the Gemara says, not only is that true by Karban Pesach, but it's true by standard meal. I invite somebody to eat by us, and it turns out that his rate of consumption is well beyond what is our rate, what is normal. So basically what we could do is we can give him his portion and go. And the Gemara concluded today with a story, with a fantastic story. Rav Papa, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua. Rav Papa ate four times faster than Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua. Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua says, here's your portion, go. And they went through the back and forth of today's daf, of the Amud Beis. Ultimately, when all said and done, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua dismissed Rav Papa and then took on the Ravina. And as his new eating chavrusa, turns out Ravina ate 8 times faster. Okay, Adkan, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow, Mirza Hashem, we pick it up in the bottom of the Amud.